Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, October 1, 2022. Viewpoints. Election letters to the editor. Midland ISD District 3. Passion fuels Hinojos to serve. I'm writing this letter to affirm the character of my friend, Reagan Hinojos, who is running for MISD School Board District 3. I relocated to Midland from Dallas in September of 2021. I now serve as the executive director of a local youth outreach program here in Midland. Upon settling in, Mr. Hinojos was one of the first people I met. We happened to attend a community mental health fair where I knew very few people. Mr. Hinojos welcomed me and immediately began to introduce me to others at the event. Since then, Mr. Hinojos has continued to share fruitful connections with me as I establish community in my new home. Reagan Hinojos has a huge heart for the well-being and success of our youth. This is evident through his hands-on efforts to serve and create safe, fun, and engaging spaces for MISD students. I have witnessed Mr. Hinojos actively building relationships and patrolling the halls of Legacy Freshman High School when safety concerns arose. He has also stewarded several painting projects to ensure the students take dignity in their campus. Mr. Hinojos served as a motivational speaker at Teen Flow Youth Ministry, where he was vulnerable with the students and encouraged them in becoming successful leaders through his own story. There is no doubt that his efforts in running for school board are genuine and fueled by passion. Jana Clark. Hinojos exemplifies inclusive leadership. I recently visited Midland to meet up with a remarkable member of your community, Mr. Reagan Hinojos, to learn more about the humanitarian assistance he so willingly gave to help out Burmese-American Midlander and his children, who had been violently attacked by a man with a knife at the Sam's Club. As an Asian-American who was very involved in another case of hate violence against a Chinese-American in Detroit in 1982, I was so taken by the kindness, understanding, and knowledge that Reagan Hinojos generously gave to help these Asian-Americans navigate the systems and services that they desperately needed. Reagan is the kind of leader that can move communities and school systems forward so that all school children can get the education and assistance they need. Thank you, Reagan Hinojos and Midland, for exemplifying effective and inclusive leadership. Helen Zia, Vincent Chin Institute, Westland, Michigan. District 5. Hodges will put students, teachers first. I am writing to share my enthusiastic support for Brandon Hodges for school board. Brandon cares deeply about the quality of education for all the students and has advocated justly and passionately for families, students, and teachers. I have had the good fortune to know Brandon for many years, and he is an excellent listener who will fully consider and research all options before making important decisions. I believe that he is the right person for the board because he will always put the students and teachers first. He is a good man that will also bring his vision, expertise, and dedication to our public schools. Thank you for your time, Amanda Van Dyke. District 6. Burleson, a principled and wise leader. I am writing to give our family's personal endorsement of Sarah Burleson for MISD School Board District 6. I have known Sarah and her family for 35 years. I have watched her and her husband, Andy, raise their four children in a godly and loving home, work hard at what they do, and give back to their community whenever the opportunity has arisen. I have never sat in Sarah's classroom, but I know her to be dedicated, level-headed, and compassionate as a person. In my opinion, she is exactly what our city needs at such a crucial time, a principled and wise leader who has seen education in Midland as both a mom and a highly recognized teacher. I urge every voter to do your research before the election on November 8 and I think you will see she's the person who deserves your vote. John Bergman. City of Midland, District 4. Berks can serve logically, responsibly. I will be voting for Amy Stretcher Berks for Midland City Council, District 4. She is one of the most considerate and hardworking people I know. Her intention in running for the City Council is to serve the residents of the city, logically and responsibly, with no hidden agenda. Amy is a native and passionate Midlander who sincerely cares about our city and wants to keep it a place where you want to raise a family, live, and work. Amy will work hard to address the issues facing Midland. She wants the city to be fiscally responsible and operate with the utmost integrity and transparency. I encourage you to join me in voting for Amy Stretcher Berks for City Council in District 4. Kira Bowen. Letter guidelines. Those wanting to submit a letter to editor for publication should use the following email address. sdoreen@hearstnp.com. The old email address is no longer in use. Letter writers should include a phone number and address. There is a 350-word limit. Candidate letters have a 200-word limit. The deadline for letters is noon Thursdays for the following Saturday. Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, October 15, 2022. Viewpoints. Election letters to the editor. MISD District 3. Bishop is a great mentor for younger Midlanders. I am writing letter on behalf of Mr. Tommy Bishop as he runs for re-election from MISD School Board District 3. I have known Mr. Bishop for over 30 years. He has been a great friend and mentor over this time. Tommy was very influential in my development as a young man, as he coached our youth baseball teams from the ages of 10 through 14. Looking back on those days, I truly feel Tommy provided a mentor and leader for us young men. Life lessons are learned in many different manners, but these years are critical for young men to have a strong and positive mentor. Tommy, for sure, was that person for many of us at that time. Over the years, of course, we go on our own paths forward. Tommy has always been there to offer a congratulations and a job well done, young man, with any accomplishments I may have had over the years. However, he also has never been hesitant to speak his mind and would not hesitate to offer a correction when it was needed. I am very honored to write this letter on behalf of Tommy Bishop. I truly feel he provides a great mentor and leader for young men and women to follow. Alfonso Garcia. Bishop listens to our teachers. MISD District 3 needs Tommy Bishop. Watching from the sidelines as a community member, it's plain to see how Tommy Bishop is available for any and all concerns. He hosts community meetings, consistently shows up for the students, and is actively working on providing a positive culture for their teachers. It takes more than just painting on the walls to make a campus welcoming. The moral needs to be amazing and teachers need to be valued. They should be treated with the respect that makes them look forward to coming to work. Happy educators create a positive domino effect. The students will feed off this positive energy and receive a healthier education. Mr. Bishop has a passion to help ensure our teachers can use their voices. He spearheaded the idea of involving some of our woodshop students by making anonymous teacher comment boxes for every campus. Having those answers go directly to that campus's school board representative is spot on. Giving our teachers a voice is crucial. We need to keep Tommy Bishop as your District 3 representative so he can continue the hard work necessary to make these things happen. Vote Tommy Bishop, MISD District 3. Callie Hill. Bishop's service made a difference. I am writing this letter in regards to my experience with Mr. Tommy Bishop as a school board member. I graduated from Crane High School in 1999. Tommy served on the school board in Crane during my 3 years there. The traits that made an impression on me from Tommy were his positive attitude and encouraging presence. I believe he was motivated and active in trying to provide us as students every opportunity to be successful in the classroom and with our extracurricular activities.
My wife and I have nothing but great memories from our time in the Crane School District. We are very thankful for all of our teachers, coaches, and administrators that served us so well there. Tommy Bishop was one of several members of a great school board during our time in Crane. I thank Tommy and all of the other school board members in Crane from 1996 through 1999 for their services in making my high school experience terrific. Steve Nelson. Bishop advocates for students, staff. Tommy Bishop is the absolute right vote for MISD District 3. He is a conservative, Christian, and family man. I met Tommy after speaking at my first board meeting about the culture within MISD. I had done an anonymous survey for teachers to get feedback to share with the board and MISD administration. The next day, I heard from Tommy and Brian Murray, and they immediately wanted to hear more. Tommy has been a great advocate for the use of anonymous survey boxes on every campus for teachers to utilize. I've always felt heard by Tommy, and he was a huge factor in forming our district's safety and security committee. I proudly serve on this committee with him, where I observe him asking the best questions. This is a board member that is informed and always shows up. I have witnessed firsthand how he stands up and advocates for our students and staff. He is genuine with everyone he meets, especially our children. I'm proud to know and support the best candidate. Please re-elect Tommy Bishop for MISD District 3. Jennifer Carpenter. Bishop has traits of a good board member. Re-elect Tommy Bishop for MISD District 3. Mr. Bishop has played a huge role in ensuring the safety and security of MISD. After a safety incident, when my grandson was in junior high, Tommy made sure the proper steps were taken to continue providing a safe learning environment. Just by watching him at the board meetings, it is obvious that safety and security are top priorities of his. He asks the right questions, dives further into what is going on, and always makes himself available when our community has questions and concerns. These are vital traits for a good board member. I have never heard an ugly word come from him, and he shows great character and leadership for his constituents. His unwavering support of every student is widely appreciated. From standing up for their safety and cheering them on from the stands, Mr. Bishop is exactly the person I want to not only represent my grandson, but all students. Number 2 on the ballot. Tommy Bishop for MISD District 3. Shauna Gordon. Bishop's re-election in best interest of MISD. The purpose of this letter is to endorse Tommy Bishop for re-election as a trustee on the Midland ISD School Board. I've known Mr. Bishop since 1996, when he was elected to the Board of Trustees for Crane ISD, where I was then employed. Through his years of service on the Crane ISD Board and the Midland ISD Board, I believe that Mr. Bishop has gained knowledge that is paramount in order for him to know his role as a trustee and perform his duties in the best interests of the students in Midland. I believe that Tommy bases most of his decisions as a trustee on what is best for kids. I believe that it is in the best interest of the students of MISD that Tommy Bishop is returned to his position on the board. Jim Fish, Meadow Lakes. District 6. Burleson knows needs of teachers, parents. Sarah Burleson will be a huge asset on the MISD school board if elected. Most of her life has been dedicated to public education here in Midland. She has been Teacher of the Year at 2 different schools in Midland and the Region 18 Teacher of the Year. I volunteered in one of Sarah's 5th grade classrooms and saw firsthand her love of teaching and her desire to see each of her students succeed. MISD needs someone on the school board who knows the needs of students and teachers. Sarah also understands the needs of parents, as all 4 of her children attended public school in Midland. She will bring fresh, new ideas to the board that will benefit the students, teachers, and parents. Please consider Sarah Burleson to serve as the board member for District 6. City of Midland, District 4. Berks will listen to her constituents. In District 4, we have a race with 2 candidates and many issues in the upcoming term. we need solid representation as the city grows rapidly. Amy has proven her concern and her dedication for working for District 4 issues. Amy is someone who will listen and work hard for constituents. District 4 voters should consider aspects of the candidate's representation philosophy. Both candidates should be open to learning and collaborating with not only their fellow council members and city employees, but also their constituents. The District 4 council person's decisions should be a representation of their constituents. Amy realizes the responsibility of representation. Evaluations of a candidate are vital because they are a determination of a person's ability, willingness, and temperament to fulfill a job. I have known Amy for 20-plus years and have no doubt she will be the servant leader that is needed for District 4. Early voting begins October 24. Election Day is November 8. Please join me in voting for the best candidate, Amy Stretcher Burks, for District 4. Loy Helm. Letter Guidelines. Those wanting to submit a letter to editor for publication should use the following email address. sdoreen@hearstnp.com. The old email address is no longer in use. Letter writers should include a phone number and address. There is a 350-word limit. Candidate letters have a 200-word limit. The deadline for letters is noon Thursdays for the following Sunday. After election, council should know your needs. Robin Poole, at-large councilwoman. Election season is upon us, and if I'm being honest, I love it. I have always loved it. Even as a young girl, I would follow the national scene, watch the debates, and scrutinize the television ads and weigh which campaign slogan sounded better. Campaigns can be exciting to follow. But let us not forget campaigns eventually end, a winner is elected, and work begins. To speak to the historical nature of elections and elected officials, we need only to look to the father of the Constitution, James Madison. He stated, "We may define a republic to be a government which derives all its powers directly or indirectly from the great body of the people and is administered by persons holding their offices during pleasure for a limited period or during good behavior." Through the election process, we are appointing, through our vote, the person we feel is the best candidate to represent the voice of the people and work toward the best interest of the areas they represent. Whether it is for the position of mayor, city council member, or school board trustee, local positions matter. Civil, social order of a city is dependent on local elected officials and their willingness to communicate and engage with their constituents. I thought it might be a good time to offer up a job description for at least one of the positions on this year's local ballot, and the only one I feel qualified to speak to, city council. Midland operates under a council-manager system of government. In this form, elected council members account for strong political leadership and act as the city's governing body, while the city manager is appointed by council as a highly skilled, trained, and educated professional who oversees the delivery of public services and the daily operations of the city. Midland's city manager is Robert Patrick. He graciously helps our council translate policy and vision into reality and has proven time and again his wisdom in providing objective information, short and long-term consequences, and out-of-the-box thinking in tackling matters at hand. The Midland City Council, as a whole, is the city's legislating body and ultimate decision-makers. The council reviews fiscal matters and adopts an annual budget, reviews, sets, and adopts city ordinances and resolutions, establishes rates and fees for city services, and sets a tax rate. Council members are also directly connected to the districts they represent and are the chief communicators when residents need to ask questions, voice concerns, etc. Moreover, the council acts as a board of directors, much like what you think about in corporate America. They cast vision for the future, establish goals and priorities for community growth and development, steer major projects, direct capital improvement plans, and engage in citywide strategic planning. It is the council's responsibility to oversee city management,
ensure initiatives are being carried out, and course correct when necessary. You may be asking yourself where the mayor fits in. In council manager systems, the mayor is a vital political leader and policy developer. However, unlike a strong mayor-council system, like you see in the city of Houston, power is not concentrated to that position. Midland's mayor is responsible for presiding over council meetings, serves as a spokesperson who both promotes and defends the community, leads and encourages conversation and discussion between council members and appointed city officials, and ultimately sets the tone for how the council will operate together and what goals they will strive to achieve. Together, the mayor, council members, and city manager comprise a management team focused on policy. Here's where you come into the equation. Voters have the chance to truly influence local policy. When deciding who to vote for, look to the candidates who most closely align with your values. As elected officials, it is our responsibility to consistently communicate and be in tune with the values and needs of our constituents so that we can formulate policy that will address the best interest of the city. Your voice matters. Your voice can make a difference. After all, as Madison said, as elected officials, we derive all our powers directly or indirectly from the great body of the people. We represent, and as I have always argued, it is the great people of Midland where our true value lies.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, October 15, 2022. Viewpoints. Questions for candidates. It appears one of the greatest threats to the quality of life in Midland is the lack of available workforce. The lack of customer service might even be a reason fewer stores, restaurants, etc. put Midland on their map of places to open a location. Is there anything the City of Midland can do here? Lori Merritt Blong, mayoral candidate. Cooperation, collaboration, can help build stronger workforce. Like the rest of the nation, Midland is experiencing a labor shortage. Help wanted signs abound. A large percentage of workers who left the labor force during COVID have not returned. The unemployment rate is at an historic low. This phenomenon puts an enormous strain on local businesses as well as governmental entities. What can the City of Midland do to help? There is no magic trick city government can perform, but there are ways our city and community can work together to build a stronger workforce. As mayor of Midland, I will lead our city and community to work together to build a stronger workforce in the following ways. We need to keep property taxes low. As mayor, I will always fight to keep property taxes low. This will lower the stress on our small business owners and allow them to invest more into their business for things like labor and workforce development. We need to create a buy local campaign. At the city level, we can do more to promote our small businesses and encourage our citizens to do more of their shopping at the local level. We are witnessing an uptick in local stores and restaurants. We need to do our part to help them succeed by highlighting the benefit to the entire community. We, the city, need to do our jobs better and more efficiently to ease burdens on businesses. This includes streamlining permitting and inspection processes for new construction, ensuring safety in all parts of our community through deployment of well-trained police officers, and providing a superior infrastructure, which includes well-maintained streets and sufficient water resources. We need to build the reputation of our city. Those of us who have built our lives here know we live in a special place, made special by kind and generous people. What we lack in rivers and green spaces, we make up for in community spirit. We need to continue to partner with the other taxing entities, the Chamber of Commerce, the Midland Development Corps, the Permian Strategic Partnership, and local nonprofits to build the reputation of our community to attract future employees. We need a quality education system. As mayor, I will support and work with school officials in any way that is helpful to continue the trend of improved student performance. As a mother of school-aged children and a former educator, I know how critical a quality education system is to our community. Leaders of our city, schools, and local employers must partner to explore ways to provide education and training for skilled trades to keep our students in Midland after graduation. We need to help train workers for the skills local businesses require. Though skill training is not a city function, we can work with the Midland Chamber of Commerce and Midland Development Corps, MDC, to ensure our local business owners and employers are equipped with the tools they need to succeed and prosper. In partnership with Midland College, Texas Tech Health Science Center, and UTPB, the MDC and City of Midland are already seeing success stories from the Entrepreneurial Challenge and the High School Firefighter Training Program, along with growing opportunities for workforce training and the Small Business Incubator. As mayor, I will use my experience to focus on transparency and effective communication and will invite new creative voices to the table during discussions to solve these issues. It is the duty of all Midlanders to support our local businesses, especially when they are experiencing the devastating effects of this labor shortage. We can be patient, gracious, kind, and willing to give a restaurant or small business another chance. Kindness and support cost nothing, but may help local businesses retain staff and attract new workers. This will go a long way toward creating a thriving economy. As mayor, I will work to encourage a community of cooperation and collaboration, always reminding Midlanders that together we can help Midland thrive. Contact me at www.loriblong.com or 432-235-9648 if you have concerns or priorities to share with me. I am Lori Blong, and I ask for your vote for Mayor of Midland.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.